Bitcoin is back at the level that marked the August breakout, and the tape is asking whether this is a pause or a failed retest. After failing to hold $80,000, Bitcoin traded around $77,300, down 0.87% over 24 hours, and 6% below last week's high of $82,284. Ethereum was one of the few large caps recovering overnight, up 1.6% at $2,465. The immediate trigger was Wednesday's hotter August producer price index, 5.4% versus 5.1%. That pushed the 30-year Treasury yield to a 19-year high of 5.353% and lifted the odds of a Fed rate hike at the September 15th and 16th meeting to nearly 70%. The failure to hold $80,000 put the $76,270 support back in focus. That reversal triggered the first back-to-back outflows from spot Bitcoin exchange-traded funds since mid-August. Wednesday's outflow was $120.2 million, led by ARKB at $78 million, GBTC at $27.2 million, and IBIT at $19.5 million. Tuesday saw $46.6 million leave. For 2026 so far, net flows are negative $1.07 billion. The three-week inflow streak of $3.8 billion has already given back 4.4%. Fund holders remain $3.9 billion underwater versus an $86,000 break-even. Aggregate crypto futures open interest fell to $59.5 billion from $62.4 billion, and $256 million was liquidated. The on-chain picture is more mixed. Glassnode's sell-side risk ratio reset to 7 basis points from 16 basis points at the August peak, and long-term holders' realized profit share fell from 88% to 47%. That suggests profit-taking rather than panic. But there is a live trigger. Short-term whale holders are sitting on a record $9 billion of unrealized profit with a cost basis of $69,000. Any wobble could tempt them to sell. A weekly close below $78,300 would replicate May's failed breakout structure and keep the bear market lower high series intact. On the policy side, the revised Clarity Act heads to a Senate procedural vote on September 15th. The bill adds Commodity Futures Trading Commission registration for non-decentralized DeFi trading protocols, while leaving the ethics section largely unchanged. Senator Lummis calls it bipartisan, but Politico reports no Democratic support. Armstrong says SEC and CFTC rulemaking is the fallback, and the prediction market Myriad puts the odds of enactment at 17%. Separately, Block Incorporated applied to the Office of the Comptroller of the Currency for a national trust charter through Builders Bank and Trust, aiming to custody Bitcoin and stablecoins. That puts it alongside Coinbase and Circle, while the Trump family's World Liberty Financial already received a bank license. Trade groups CCI and the Blockchain Association are seeking a preliminary injunction against Illinois' 0.2% crypto transaction tax before January 2027, arguing it is unconstitutional. Germany is drafting a 25% crypto gains tax effective 2027 for assets bought after January 1st. In the network and industry layer, Blockstream rejected the Liquid Hackers' ransom demand. Of the stolen Bitcoin, 3,400 Bitcoin was returned, but 598 Bitcoin, about $47 million, remains outstanding. The Liquid sidechain is producing empty blocks with transfers suspended. Ledger's chief technology officer called the residual demand extortion rather than white hat activity. On the quantum front, new estimates from the ECDSA.fail project cut the attack requirement by more than 50%. Versus Google's March benchmark, 1,151 logical qubits and 1.3 million Toffoli gates. No current machine can break Bitcoin yet, but Starkware's Ben Sasson says every Q-Day timeline must shorten. Meanwhile, Nasdaq's venture arm is investing $100 million in Kraken parent Paywood at a $21 billion valuation. Paywood will adopt Nasdaq surveillance, and tokenized equities are targeted for the second quarter of 2027. Visa separately expanded on-chain lending data for stablecoin card issuers, a segment that grew roughly 200% year over year. The macro link remains the main pressure. The producer price index overshoot and the US-Iran oil shock, with Brent above $107 and WTI above $102, drove Wednesday's sell-off. The 10-year yield climbed toward 4.92%, and the 30-year reached 5.353%. Higher discount rates and costlier leverage drain Bitcoin. Treasury Secretary Bessent executed $6 billion of buybacks and doubled down, but yields kept rising. The dollar index firmed near 99, and gold fell 1.2% to $4,364, as the market now prices roughly 70% odds of a September hike. The debasement bid that lifted Bitcoin in August is being overruled by hawkish repricing. The August Consumer Price Index, due at 8:30 Eastern Time, with headline 3.4% and core 2.4%, is the last major input before the Fed's policy committee. A hot core print likely cracks $76,270. A handful of smaller stories filled out the tape. Hunter Biden's laptop meme coin collapsed 99% in an hour, with Bubble Maps reporting that 80% of traders lost and the team blaming sniper bots. Trezor's email provider breach let phishers use its official domain on 347,000 recipients, though no device compromise was reported. Steak & Shake claims double-digit same-store sales growth since Bitcoin acceptance and a 19% increase in franchise partners this quarter, though that is company-issued data. Albuquerque banned crypto ATMs with a 45-day removal period, following state bans and Bitcoin Depot's bankruptcy, even as Bancorp bought 2,547 kiosks for $620,000. Finally, according to the Financial Times, Iran is settling cross-border trades in Bitcoin with quiet encouragement from the central bank. The United States has frozen USDT, not Bitcoin, which highlights non-sanctionable settlement. That is the Bitcoin tape for today. Keep an eye on the consumer price index print and whether $76,270 holds.